The British are the only people who like to be told how bad things are, who like to be told the worst. These were words Winston Churchill spoke to the House of Commons in 1941. Well, if that is the case, then the gospel reading we have today should be one of the nation's favourite passages. But I suspect it's not. The lectionary has its way of throwing up readings which we grapple with and we think, what does this mean? And I have to say that it has thrown up two readings this morning of which we do that. In fact, on hearing the second reading, our gospel reading, you'd be forgiven of taking a private Fraser view of, we're all doomed, to you at the end of it. Let's be honest, our gospel reading is very, very challenging. Try and read it again at home this week, and as you do, read it deliberately slowly, word for word, and think about what it is saying to you. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus reveals the God who loves us and cares for us and every strand of creation. And it is this love that manifests itself in the relationships of family, the comfort of friends, the support of church, of congregations, and the support of community in all its wonderful and rich diversity. And, believe it or not, with all the talk of family members turning on one another, which seems so out of kilter with Jesus' teaching, that is what we are being told today. In modern parlance, we are being told to become part of the solution rather than being complicit in the problem. Do not be afraid, Jesus says. We're not all doomed after all. We are loved by God and worth much to him. As Jesus says, so don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. Jesus calls us beyond our fears and insecurities. He invites us to embrace a spirit of joy and possibility beyond our limited horizons and beyond our comfort zones. Three times in today's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples not to be afraid. That we have nothing to fear before God, who, through Jesus, has proven his love and acceptance of us all unreservedly. Christ calls us to embrace a vision that is the opposite of fear. It is a hope that matches our uncertainty of the unknown with the certainty of the love of God. Hope that can only be found and embraced once we reach beyond our own fears to comfort the fears and heal the hurts of others. But we have to be firm and we have to be active. We need to be Christians who like verbs, as our bishop says. We disown or distance ourselves from Jesus, not only by what we do, but by what we don't do. We deny Jesus by our silence in the face of injustice and protecting our own interests at the expense of what seems to be the common good. Our failure to respond to Christ calling us in the cries of those who are in need, those who are victimized, the poor, the abused, the desperate, the lost. We distance ourselves from Jesus when we allow prejudice to appear and crop up in the world around us. When we allow racism or sexism or homophobia or whatever persecution is rife in everyday life, and it is to become part of the conversation, or let a joke mocking someone else to go by unchallenged. We have allowed these things to slip by. I know I have, because we think we don't want to make a scene. So we let people get away with it. And I'm ashamed of myself for allowing this to happen. But But Jesus is telling us in Matthew's Gospel that making a scene is exactly what we're supposed to do as disciples. But when we don't do that, when we don't challenge because we know we're going to be challenged back, or mocked, or lose a friendship, then we distance ourselves from the love of God, and we do not do the work of the kingdom. Let us all acknowledge Jesus in our lives by robust word and action. And when we do, Jesus wonderfully promises to acknowledge us before our loving Father in heaven. And that way, we will never, any of us, be doomed.